Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review the Transformers G1 episode, A Plague of Insecticons. The Transformers trading card game, Wave 1 Energon Edition, includes foil, and guess who's going to TF Nation? Today is Friday, November 22nd, 2019, and this is episode 156 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that's now streaming on Disney Plus. I'm your host, Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
We're streaming on Disney Plus. Did you sell our show?
No, it's just everything's on Disney Plus now, so we just got caught up in it.
We were absorbed.
So we're making more money, though, right?
No.
Let's talk Transformers.
Funny, Daryl. Very funny. But you Donatrons, you can help us make more money, helping us keep the show going. And that's why we thank you so for your generosity. Your contributions help us keep the lights on here. So if you would like to become a Donatron, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And that's where you can find links to sign up on Patreon and PayPal. None of your money will go to Disney Plus, so don't worry. If you'd also like to help us out without becoming a Donatron, you could buy some merchandise from our Tee Public store, and that's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. You can also check out K-Girl's Tee Public store, and she's the artist that has done lots of work for us in the past and is just an awesome Transformers artist and artist in general. And you can check out her designs at teepublic.com/user/superstarK. And again, want to remind you that that Black Friday Tee Public sale is going on right now. Everything 35% off, which makes t-shirts $13 a piece. And this will be continuing until December 1st. So you've got another week or so to buy some Tee Public stuff for much cheaper than it usually is. All right, well, let's start off with some comics news. All right. Well, first up, we've got some covers. We've got Angel Hernandez, the regular artist for the new Transformers series, is doing the cover or the retailer incentive cover for issue 3 of Transformers Galaxies. This cover features looks like Termagax and Wheeljack with Devastator in the background here. It's very cool. It's interesting to see the main Transformers artist doing the covers for the other Transformers series.
It's a really neat effect he has there with the light coming from Devastator's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. The next cover we have is from Transformers number 15. This is also the retailer incentive cover for that issue. This is by Luca Pizzari. This issue should hopefully be out very soon. It should be out in November, but given that it's the we're going into the third week of November here and haven't seen it yet, but this looks cool, and this looks like we're finally getting Decepticons now. Megatron and Shockwave are interesting things happening. It looks like things are finally heating up on in the main Transformers series. So looking forward to that. And our last bit of comics news. So if all you Unicron, HasLab Unicron backers out there, you should check your email because they have started distributing the codes for the Comixology digital download of the Transformers the Movie IDW adaptation with the exclusive cover by Andrew Griffith. So that is now available, and you should get a code in your email, and then you can redeem that on Comixology for your comic. Also, IDW does allow you to download PDF and CBZ backups from Comixology, so you can download a PDF to read offline.
Have you checked that?
I have. I did download that. So I downloaded it and made sure it was possible. So I have that.
Yeah. I was just wondering because that was a special book.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like everything else. You could download. I mean, I guess only Marvel and DC don't let you do the download the PDF backups, but all the other
Image used to and doesn't anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all the comics news. So let's move on to our review. And this week we don't have a new IDW comic, so we are going to do a classic G1 episode review. This is G1 Season 1 Episode 15, A Plague of Insecticons. So this is a classic G1 episode. This is the introduction of the Insecticons. We're going to discuss our thoughts about, you know, what happens when Idento computers turn regular Decepticons into insects? So this is a fun episode. Of course, it plays a little bit fast and loose with the physics, but it's still fun. Introduces some new Decepticons, and gives us some new characters to play around with. We start off in Bali, and some travelers are going through the demon swamp. They've got some grain they just harvested. I guess they're taking it to market. I don't know why the demon swamp is their fastest way to get to market to sell their grain. But as they go through the demon swamp, they are attacked by three giant robot insects. These robot insects steal their grain and eat it. And the humans say, oh, well, we got to get away. We just hope these insects don't find our farm. And the insects say, farm? Ooh, more food. Let's go. So the humans naively lead their evil robot insects directly back to their farm. I'm left wondering what these Insecticons were doing for the last 4 million years. That I guess maybe they just woke up and realized that they could eat and feed on grain. So it's interesting here, the idea that these insects, they're not they don't like consume normal, like they're like all the other Transformers and Decepticons in particular were stealing oil and converting that to Energon, but here these guys appear to be able to convert just regular plant matter to energy, just like we do, you know, people and all animals. That's, you know, that's how we convert food into energy, you know, back in your high school biology class where they talk about, you know, how your body breaks food down and creates energy from that. So apparently the Insecticons, Idento computers, modified their bodies to be able to process organic matter and turn it into energy. As the robot insects start attacking the farms, this alerts the Autobots, because I guess they have alerts for any robot activity across the world. And Bali apparently sends out a distress signal to, you know, come get some aid. The Autobots do go there, and they confront the Insecticons. The Insecticons immediately, even though the Insecticons have not joined the new Decepticons on Earth, but they do know the difference between Decepticons and Autobots, and they immediately say, yeah, we don't like Autobots, and they proceed to kick their ass. Megatron and the Decepticons have also got word of these new robots, and they go and find them and realize that, hey, these guys are Decepticons. They find their ship, escape pod, that was apparently launched from Cybertron at the same time as their ship 4 million years ago, and they see the Decepticon symbol, so they know that these are fellow Decepticons. It's a little bit odd that the Insecticons don't even recognize Megatron. I mean, they must have been Decepticons from the other side of the planet or something that just never encountered the main Decepticon army. But since they do see that they are fellow Decepticons, they team up to fight the Autobots. Meanwhile, as the Insecticons keep the Autobots busy, the Decepticons find a conveniently located oil refinery on Bally. It's weird that there's an oil refinery there, but they have one, and they proceed to start stealing the energy there. Then when the Insecticons come to, after they've gotten rid of the Autobots and, hassled Jetfire a bit, they come to get their share of the meal. So Megatron gives them a nice big oil tanker for them to feed on, and they proceed to punch holes in the oil tanker and then, cause a little bit of an oil spill too, while they're kind of messy eaters, those Insecticons. Of course, the Autobots catch up to them, and there's a big battle at the oil refinery, and there's a fire because, of course, when you're shooting lasers at oil, you set it on fire. But Ironhide's there; he's got his liquid nitrogen to put out the flames to keep the ship from exploding. But then just as the Autobots are starting to turn the tide, there's a big thunderstorm. And Shrapnel says, all right, now we've won. With this lightning storm, we are going to win the day because they can tap into the power of the lightning and turn that into very destructive energy bolts, which they proceed to fire at the Autobots, which knocks them down pretty severely. But then Spike realizes, hey, rubber is insulation. So if you're rolling on rubber tires, lightning can't hurt you. So I'm not really sure that's how lightning works. I don't think lightning, like if you put a lightning rod in the ground, I'm pretty sure the electricity still travels through you. So I don't know if that really is helpful, but in the world of the Transformers cartoon,
I remember being told that if you were in your car and a power line comes down and hits your vehicle, you're just supposed to sit in the car. You're not supposed to even touch anything.
Yeah, but we aren't made of metal.
No, I know, but that's the whole thing is the tires actually keep you insulated.
Right, but that wouldn't, if you're sitting on the outside of the car riding it, I don't think it would have the same effect.
But what's touching the ground?
Well, the rubber.
Yeah.
But you're inside the car. You're not touching the metal exterior. That's why the electricity right.
Oh,
doesn't
I see
touch
what you're
you.
If yeah, yeah.
Here you have the Autobots riding on top of the other Autobots because of the rubber wheels. I don't know if that would work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it is a cool visual to see Optimus Prime standing on Ironhide and Brawn, And he's basically surfing them, but I think the lightning would still hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they defeat the Insecticons. The Insecticons decide, they do what all good Decepticons do when the going gets tough. They retreat. But before they retreat, they go and steal the other Decepticons' energy. Energon cubes and eat it, and the Megatron doesn't like that, and he's like, forget the Autobots, let's get those traitorous Insecticons who stole our energy, and they fly off, and the Autobots are like, yay, good to hear the Decepticons fighting Decepticons. But of course, since their engineering is the same, their hostility won't last forever, and they'll eventually just reconcile and work together again. I don't ask me why that is, but apparently just because you're a fellow Decepticon, you can't stay mad forever, apparently. So they'll be back. That's the point. And that's the end of the episode. So I guess one thing I didn't mention was that the Insecticons do show off some powers. We know Bombshell has his Cerebro shells. He doesn't show off Cerebro shells in this episode, but Shrapnel does have some laser-like control beams that that he can use to take control of other machines, which he does this to Sunstreaker and Sideswipe and basically puts them on a ramming course for the other Autobots. Trailbreaker also gets to use his force field several times, so he uses it to actually block Shrapnel's controlling power. And then the Insecticons also show off their cloning powers, where they can basically use the energy they collected and you know, bits of metal and turn them into clones of themselves, so that you can have a swarm of Insecticons just consuming and consuming. So, Daryl, what did you think of this episode?
It's fun. I enjoyed it. I think Optimus Prime probably gets my vote as the best character in the episode. He had some really fun lines that I enjoyed. I think Sideswipe at one point was trying to drill through a mountain to go underneath some people, and Optimus Prime just told him to step back so he could drive through it. So he drove through and pounded through the other side of the mountain.
Sideswipe weakened it up for him. Softened it up for him a little bit.
Of course. But I think the best part was probably when Optimus Prime and Megatron were fighting in the water with the boat, and Optimus just picked up the entire boat and threw it at Megatron. I don't know what Optimus was standing on, but he lifted the boat out of the water and then threw it at Megatron. I thought that was the funniest bit.
Yeah.
It was a fun episode. I liked it. This is probably, I mean, I didn't confirm it, but I'm assuming this is the first ever appearance in the cartoon for the Insecticons. It seemed like that was the case. And
yes.
That was, this is a typical kind of first appearance episode for any kind of character. You get plot armor and any kind of other devices that they can kind of give them to kind of show how awesome they are, because we're selling toys here, people. We got to make them seem awesome. And yeah, so everything and anything that these guys can do, they're going to do in this one episode. You know, next time they appear, though, who knows what they're going to be able to do. Likely not any of this. But yeah, because I don't remember any of these other powers, like Shrapnel being able to control other things. I don't think he ever used that again. So,
yeah. I think Kickback probably was kicking things. He kicked a lot of things in this episode. I think he still kicks things in future appearances.
Likely.
Jeremy, what did you think of this episode?
I thought it was fun. I'd forgotten that there was like the Transformers version of the Fastball special.
Mm. Oh yeah.
There is the animation error where like Optimus Prime is in robot mode, and then the next frame he's in truck mode, and then robot mode again, like right before there. But it's G1. The force fields didn't really look like force fields when they were like, you know, having Trailbreaker use the force fields to break the mind control. But I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I always forget just kind of how much I like G1 Optimus Prime. He's so youthful sounding.
Yeah. He's not so grim. He's definitely got a much more like,
he's an optimist.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Wah, wah.
And his interactions with Braun just, I thought, were some of the best in the episode. So, yeah, I thought it was a great, great episode.
All right. Well, yeah, so this was A Plague of Insecticons, the introduction of the Insecticons into the Transformers G1 cartoon. It was interesting to see, like, in the comic, we had a lot of, we had established how the arc was modifying different Transformers to be, like, for the Dinobots, to be, you know, be animalistic and everything. And here, this was our first kind of hint that, some of the Transformers technology would adapt some of the Transformers to be like animals, like insects. Like it's just a throwaway line, but it's interesting that they thought, oh, yeah, they just they landed on Earth, they landed in a swamp, so they just made them insects. Because their computers said, insects around here.
Yeah.
And we get Shrapnel's distinctive speech patterns with his repeating his lines over and over again. So that becomes a feature in future appearances.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Do you think that these guys, I mean, are they, do you think the Incepticons are underutilized in the show? Like maybe not this episode, because they're definitely not in this episode, but in future episodes, they're underutilized.
I mean, they only show up in like, I think they only show up in a handful of episodes in season two. I mean, there's the ones I remember are like, there's one where I think they're the central focus because they like consume some energy and they're about to like explode and kill everyone else. And then the episode with Nightbird, because Bombshell's the one who basically modifies Nightbird to make her a Decepticon agent.
Right.
Then I don't really remember them being in much. I mean, I'm sure they were in other episodes, but I don't really remember them being in other episodes. And then in the movie, they're kind of just cannon fodder who gets they get blown away and then later, remodified into Sweeps or Cyclonus, depending on your point of view.
Sure. The I mean, if they had actually used their powers or whatever in the movie, then they would have been a whole different story, right?
Right.
You know, had hundreds of them.
Yeah. there was the one episode where didn't Bombshell like he mind controlled Mirage and they thought Mirage was a traitor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one episode. So
did you mention the one where Optimus used Megatron as a gun?
No,
that's an Insecticon episode too. There's a half dozen of them.
But I guess on the episodes where they're not the main focus, they're not really seen hanging around very often.
No,
I guess in that sense they might be underutilized. All right, well, that's our review of A Plague of Insecticons, and again, all the G1 episodes are free for streaming on TubiTV.com, and I think that we verified that works in the U.S. and in Canada. It might work in other places,
yep.
But yeah, I mean, you only get, I think you have to watch like maybe one or two commercials, but other than that, you can watch all the G1 episodes there. So if you don't already own the G1 episodes on DVD and you haven't, don't have access to them any other way, that's a good quick way to find them.
Yeah, and they have more than just G1. They have a ton of different Transformer series.
Yeah, that's right. I think they have animated. I think they have Beast Machines. They have all the Armada, the Unicron trilogy. I think they have all three of the Unicron trilogy, Armada, Energon, and Cybertron.
We'll forgive them.
That's somebody's G1.
Yeah, I guess their G1 is still better than live-action movies.
All right, let's move on to Transformers Media News.
All right, in Media News this week, we've got two songs from that sing-along video. The first one is Stronger by Hours and Jimmy Necco. And the second one is Exiled by Spurs. And so if you're listening to those, you got another two to add to your list there. Rescue Bots Academy is going to premiere in Australia. That's good news. I haven't actually watched it myself, but it's a little young. But it's going to premiere, and has already premiered, actually. It premiered on Thursday, November the 14th at 7 a.m. on Channel 9 Go. And we've got one last topic about the trading card game. There's a new special edition of the set coming out for it's being called Wave 1 Energon Edition. And it includes foil versions of Tandem Targeting System and All Out Attack. So these are some popular cards from Wave 1. And they're getting some nice new shiny versions. And that's it for media news.
All right, let's finish up with convention news.
We have some TF Nation news. All the convention news this week is TF Nation. They have announced four guests. First two are names familiar to everyone. The first one is Jack Lawrence, who did work on Lost Light. He's also done... he's currently the artist on the IDW Sonic the Hedgehog series. He's done a number of other comics and stuff. So he will be there all weekend. I'm sure he is going to take commissions. So you can follow him on Twitter and probably see that information. Next one we have is Mr. James Roberts, who is no stranger as well to this convention. He is, you know, he's done More Than Meets the Eye, Lost Light, you know, all this stuff. He's currently working on the IDW's RPG Starcadia Quest. I guess the comic that's based on that RPG. So that's pretty cool. And then the two new people we have, we've mentioned them in our coverage of the new series. Two of the new artists actually have their roots in... the fandom, and like particularly in the UK and in the Forge section of TF Nation, where they had their fan artists. Anna Malkova, who has done, I guess both of these have done work on the new series, but she's also done some web comics and is working on some mobile games. She will be there all weekend. As well as Beth McGuire Smith, and I think we've enjoyed with all the new artists. I think we've enjoyed these two probably more than some of the others. So, I guess check them out. Let them know what you think of their art, and you get them to sign some books. And yeah, they will be there all weekend. And it's always nice to see kind of people move from the fan side to professional side. That is it for convention news this week.
All right, and that will do it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
McClunky.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.